So I'm here with Davo after a 2-1 away win in the league against Potters Bar. Davo, as always, you must be delighted with the performance. I don't know how many times I can say the same thing, really, but nothing's getting off the off-side, the off-the-field situation isn't getting any better. But my word, the on-field situation continues to go from strength to strength.
Yeah, there's, you know, the words don't describe what that group of boys are like. You know, to be owed, you know, it's only expenses, like I said, but to be owed 7 weeks' money to keep churning out, you know, turning out of wherever they need to get to Potter's Bar today, off their own steam, and to perform, you know, bitterly cold day, you know, many people wouldn't fancy it, bearing in mind the circumstances, but to come here and dig it out like we did, you know, it was a boggy sort of pitch, freezing cold day against a very good side who are, you know, pushing for playoffs, and to come here and win like that is, you know, it's absolutely phenomenal. So full credit to them. If anyone out there is watching it and wants to invest in a team or help this, keep this group together, please do, because, you know, goodness me, they're such a fantastic group, and I'm just so pleased that they're enjoying what they're doing despite everything.
And you are absolutely right, and you must have been not fearing the worst, but certainly fairly nervous about today's game. Obviously, as you know, Pat's gone. Rossi was unavailable due to work today, and Zach suspended, and you've had to bring obviously one or two players in that don't normally play, and that's a disruption to a team when they're playing well, let alone under your circumstances.
Yeah, I mean, we know we've lost Coxie. Since he's gone, we've done all right, so, you know, we've dealt with that really admirably. Unfortunately, we lost Rossi this week, and we may not see him much for the rest of the season, or certainly not as much, due to the fact he's, you know, he's owed money and he can't afford to do it. So I can't say anything but good things about the lad. He's been brilliant for me for a number of years, and, you know, he'd be a loss whenever he's not there. However, today we brought Mitch Parker in for his first start in the Southern League. I thought he was fantastic. I thought Craig Martin came in as well, assistant, for his first start of the season. Exemplary in there. You know, it's a much changed side, and we've come here without, again, also without Zach Hawker suspended. To put a performance and a result in like that is it's just amazing. So full credit to every single member of that group today. Yeah, different class.
Yeah, you must have been pleased with the first half, because for, what, 39, 40-odd minutes, in my opinion, you were much the better side. You looked as though you were playing some good football in some tough conditions, pretty much rain and snow throughout the whole game. And as I say, you looked much the better side. And then, unfortunately, you concede a fortuitous goal and you go in at the break 1-0 down.
Yeah, it was hard to take because, like you say, you know, I thought it was a fairly end-to-end, but Price has made one good save. But all the bits of nice football and good football were from us. We didn't really test the keeper enough. I do think we could have tested him a bit more like we did in the second half, because he doesn't like it when the balls are getting whizzed in there. But yeah, we played some good stuff, and they got a runner from midfield. Josh has got a tackle on it, and his tackle was sort of inadvertently played their striker in. Good tackle from Josh, just really unlucky, and the lad slotted it away just before half time. You know, that they probably thought that would have been a killer blow for us, but you know what the boys are like. They're unbelievable, like I said several times now in this interview and over the last few weeks. You know, they just brushed it off, and you know, we reassembled at half time, had a little chat, talked about one or two things that we needed to do, and come really good in the second half.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you stayed in the game, did a massively professional job in the second half, and sort of, again, just did enough to stay in the game for 10 or 15 minutes. And I thought they might have come at you a little bit more than they did. I thought they might have tried to have killed the game off, and they didn't really appear to do that. And for the longer the game goes at 1-0, and the longer they don't kill the game off, I've seen you for a lot of games, and I know you've got quality going forward, and again, it showed today, and in the end, you ended up punishing them.
Yeah, exactly that. We stayed in the game. I told him we needed to stay in the game. I said even if we went 2 down, I think we were good enough to come back. And they didn't really have lots of chances or anything. And we just defended excellently as a team. Started to create things. We had a good save from the keeper, a good header from Chalk after a great move. One or two corners got whizzed in, and eventually we got a well-deserved penalty, which I slotted away. Keeper went the right way, but it was enough in the corner, so that was good. And then, you think, well, we'll take a point, but we kept going and going and going, and Danilo come on, Mr. Super Sub. I know he doesn't like the tag, and he doesn't deserve to be a tag of a Super Sub, but I tell you what, he and half a good coming off the bench. People can't deal with him, and he's popped up with a winner. Changed the shape slightly. I was pleased with that. How we did that. I thought that was impressive. And ball into Rob Carr. He sort of held it up well, laid it off, and Danilo's finished well for 2-1. So, yeah, from that point on, there's 4 or 5 minutes to go. Closed it out professionally. Just a fantastic away performance. Forget the circumstances, forget everything. It's just a fantastic away performance from a really good side.
Yeah, and it's almost like it must feel a little bit like dreamland because, I know you say forget the circumstances, but they are. When you're watching from the outside, it's hard to forget the circumstances and to see the players putting in as much effort as they do in those circumstances. You know, you must be absolutely sort of the proudest manager probably in non-league football at the moment.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I couldn't think more of that group of lads, it's a crying shame what's happening to them. I know that the club are trying to do bits and pieces to sort it out, but it should have been, in my opinion, should have been done a long time ago. But they are trying to do stuff, and I really pray to God that someone comes in and helps out, because to allow this group, which we've built up over a long period of time and worked with them and developed, they're really coming on massively, and we've lost 3 massive players for us today, and yet we've come here, given a lad a debut, and he's done excellent, and Mitch and Craig's come on and done what he does excellently well, and the rest of them stepping up to the plate. It's just absolutely first class. So, let's hope that something can be done to keep this group together, because, like you say, I am ever so proud of them, and I can't thank them enough for what they do for me. It's a proud moment for me to see them playing with their hearts like they do, knowing what's happened, and knowing that they're doing it sort of for me and for the rest of the staff, which are, I can't thank the staff enough as well. The fact that they're there week in, week out. I mean, they never got any money anyway, but they're there week in, week out, trying to keep us going. And I know I may be sounding like we've won a World Cup, but to me, it feels that way, and to the group, it feels that way, because they've just been first class.
Yeah, and you could absolutely see that in the celebrations when you scored the winner today. On to Hanwell, though. So next weekend, you welcome Hanwell, and there'll be another tough test, and a game where you feel probably that you owe them one after the way you let yourself down there last time.
Yeah, it was disappointing, wasn't it? We were 2-1 up, and we've lost 4 games in 21 now, all against top 5 sides, with the exception of Hanwell, who are 8th, and they beat us 3-2 after being 2-1 up in the 90th minute. So yeah, we'll hope to get get some revenge on them, but we'll just turn up and do what we can like we always do, and see what we can produce. I like the guys at Hanwell. They're a nice club, nice people. It'd be nice to see them, and hopefully we can get a good result against them. We haven't had many great results against them over the years, so it'd be good to get a win against them for sure.
And finally, I haven't asked you about Potts Bar, obviously very quickly on them. Well organised side, and thought they the league table doesn't lie, so they've obviously had a good season.
Yeah, they're a good side, and they're well supported. They had some good support there today, quite vocal, and quite a big, powerful side. As you said, well organised, but I didn't think they were better side than us, for sure. If anything, we probably deserved the win. If not, draw maybe, but certainly for effort and desire, streets ahead, I thought we were. And good luck to them. I hope they have a good run to the end of the season.
Well, another massive congratulations for today, and best of luck for the week ahead, and Hanwell at home.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.